Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk Radio listeners. You have tuned in to My Sister, My Friend, an internet show sponsored by Greenwich Place, better known as GP Ministries. We want to thank you this evening for listening in and let you know that this show is for all sisters of all ages, races, creeds, colors, everything. We are here to help the young. We're here to help the old. We are here to help mothers, friends, daughters, educated women, non-educated women, just all women of all types. And we're so happy to be back this Monday. We have been out for a couple of Mondays, but we're here alive and in living color tonight. So we want you to join us and feel free to call us at 310-982-4126. We have an interesting topic tonight that we're going to discuss. We're going to be talking about the young people of society today. And so we want to get you all geared up and prepped up and come and call it in and tell us what, give us your opinion on our subject tonight. We want to just throw out some things to discuss tonight, and we want our sponsors and our members to, we want to give a shout out to the First Free Will Baptist Church, Reverend Terry, to Pastor Morgan at the at Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and Pastor and Sister Sonara Henderson, and all those that are listening tonight. We just want to give you a shout out. Tonight we have Beverly on the line with us, who is our sponsor and of Granny's Place. Say hello, Beverly.
Good evening, everyone.
And also we have LaShawn, who is one of our panel members. Say hello, LaShawn.
Hello.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started tonight because we are really excited about being here and being back on tonight. And we are asking that you give us a call and join us at 310-982-4126 and talk to us tonight about young people and their issues and concerns and problems and the reason why they act the way they act and do the things that they're doing. I also see we have Zakiya on the line. Say hello, Zakiya.
Hello.
Hello. My question tonight, I've been pondering some things in my mind and about some actions and some concerns that I've had about the young people of today, mostly the young ladies that are going through life issues and changes. And my most real question tonight is, what is their mindset? Can anybody expound on why they are so unhappy and so uneasy to please? And maybe they think that the elder generation owes them something. It's a lot of confusion around that. So I'm going to let LaShawn go ahead and start our conversation tonight with her thoughts on that matter.
Okay, my thoughts on that matter is the younger generation feel as if the older generation.
Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I heard somebody else. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They feel like the older generation owes them something. I feel as if they always, how can I put it? I don't really know how to put it, so I'm just going to bluntly say it.
Put it out there,
okay,
yeah. Yep.
Younger people walk around as if older people owe them something. They're very, 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 very angry. I feel like most of our younger generation is angry and upset about nothing. I mean, I feel like drugs have a lot to do with most of the reason that everyone is walking around with a so-called chip on their shoulder as if the world owes them something. I mean, they're angry for no reason. I mean, I'm 30. I keep telling y'all that because the age difference, and I'm like in the middle of it, you know. So, like, I see people even my age, parents are not raising their children. I mean, they're doing nothing. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's just terrible right now. I mean, I don't know. I just can't understand it myself. It's too much to handle in a sense, but then I feel like all the older people are scared to tell the younger people, like even scared to talk to them. when I see a younger person doing something wrong, I always say something. I don't care. I can't be quiet. I'm not sure about y'all, but I just can't be quiet. I have to say something. And I try to talk to them in a positive manner. And sometimes you be scared to talk to them in a positive manner because if you say something positive, they're always going to say something negative back, like a lot of frustration towards the police officers and things of that nature as well. When they know that they've been doing something wrong, I feel like if you know you're doing something wrong, you're not supposed to be upset. You know? Does that make common sense?
That make common sense. Yes, I believe in that. And I believe that they seem to be more intimidated by what we're going to tell them because it's right and they don't want to adhere to what we're trying to say, just like they want to, like, bump their heads and go ahead and go through the drama or the trauma that they going to encounter with what's happening with them, you know.
The whole new right.
Yeah.
The whole new right that they got going is wrong. I mean, have y'all seen it? I mean, has anyone else noticed that the whole new way, I'm talking about the new world thinking is totally corrupt. I mean, you can say, hey, don't touch that because it's going to break. And they don't touch it because they say, you can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mama. Who are you to tell me what to do? I'm you know, like they Superman and Superwoman. I just don't get it.
Okay. Well, tell me, what do you think that stems from? Do you think that maybe it's a lack of home training or a lack of parents spending time with their kids, or do you think?
Okay, y'all might get a little upset with me. I'm kind of stuck in the middle here. Whereas, how can I explain it? When I was a child, I saw a lot of my friends being raised by their grandparents. And then once we got older, the parents take over the children's responsibility. So none of the people that's around in their 20s and stuff like that, they don't have the responsibility that they're actually supposed to have as adults. I mean, girls go out, they have kids, nobody's going to raise them. Dudes go out, they have kids, they don't even call, check on them or anything. I mean, so it comes with a lack of parenting. How can I put it? The generational, it's like a generational curse. People are not making people responsible for their actions no more. The same way everybody say, don't be mad at her, she's crazy. Or don't be mad at him because he don't know no better. Yeah, he know better. And I mean, you know the old saying, if you knew better, you'd do better. No, not nowadays. When they know better, they still feel like, okay, I'm not going to do it because nobody can tell me what to do. Everybody was waiting to get grown. And once they don't really understand, I feel like they don't really understand what grown consists of. Everyone feels like there's not a rule book since you got grown. They feel like they can go out and do whatever they want to do, but the rule book is really the Bible, and no one seems to even pay attention to that. You get what I'm saying? We still have morals. I still have morals. I don't know about other people, but I still have morals and respect. And when it comes to my elders, I'm going to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. People feel like when you tell them to say that, you're cussing them out nowadays, and that's not what's up at all. It's not cool.
Not. And like I was thinking, I'm thinking that it's stemming from the younger generation of parents that were after me, because the older people started, like the grandparents started taking care of the kids, and that skipped out on the moms having the responsibility or
that makes the moms tiring. That makes the mom totally sorry.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. That makes them really sorry. And, I mean, they go out and then they get upset and they be like, well, why don't you try to take care of your kids? You can't take care of your kids if a person is not allowing you to do so. Grandparents, I love to see grandparents that help their kids and stuff like that, but you have to make your kids own up to what they done. And, I mean, it's most parents feel like, oh, well, that's being too hard on them. I have to be there to help. Yeah, it's a such thing as helping. It's a such thing as making them hinder their performance in life. And when a person feel like that they don't have responsibilities to take care of, they're going to continue to do wrong because nobody's there to tell them, hey, that's wrong. Everybody want to be their kid's friend. I'm not trying to be my kid's friend. I have two boys myself. I'm not trying to be their friend. I'm trying to be their parent because in the Bible it teaches you spread a rod toward a child, and that's not cool. I mean, you're going to have a whole lot of people, everybody get upset, well, my kid is in jail. Your kid is in jail because you catered to them way a little too much.
All right. Amen. I'm, I hear that. I totally hear that, and I agree with it. Zakiya? Hello? Zakiya?
Yes. I agree with everything that was stated. I really don't have a different outlook on that statement or the conversation topic. I think that there are, because of the age difference in people becoming parents, people becoming grandparents, and the inability to have being raised by a true parent instead of being raised by a child does play a big part in what's being old, because they're feeling that they have been robbed of what the old school used to be consistent of. So therefore, they are lacking in the ability for self-worth and to grow up. Because everyone is always searching for something else. You missed out on this because of whatever reason, because you had children early, or because you were early grandmother and you did not experience things in life, which that's no one else's fault, and there may be a generational curse. However, you do have to have take ownership of what has taken place and do the necessity for those children, so that those children will not feel like things are owed to them. They have been lacking something. Someone needs to hand them something, because they are still stuck in baby mindset because they had to grow up so fast. And that's for the grandparents that are 30 years old. You have some grandparents that are 30. You have some children that are having kids at 12. So therefore, you have 12-year-olds giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
We do. I agree. Yeah. Well, let me ask you ladies something. Let me back up a little bit and ask you, do you feel that the parents that are in your, came in the generation with you, that you're saying that are younger, do you think that if their parents would have taken time with them, would have given them a little more instruction in life, do you think it could have broke the curse, or how do you feel that that would have helped them to be able to instill the morals, instill the respect that they should have? What is your take on that?
Please, Ashley, first.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Cause see, I was raised with my father, so my mother was gone about her business doing her own thing, and that was because my grandmother did not show her how to be a parent, but at the same time, no one taught me how to be a parent either. That's something that comes with life and going to church and watching other people. You can watch another person's family be raised the way that it's supposed to be set up, the way the life's supposed to be set up. You watch stuff that goes on. So I feel like a lot of people tend to say, oh, okay, well, she didn't get enough attention as she was growing up, or somebody didn't teach her. The world teaches you how to raise your children if you go out and lay down and have them. That's my outlook on that. And I firmly believe that you don't have to have a mother and father inside a household in order to be a successful household. I feel like you can go ahead and, you just know stuff. I mean, common sense comes with life. If a person is grown enough to lay down and get booty, then they're grown enough to raise those kids. I mean, do you get what I'm saying, kind of?
I hear you.
A lot of people tend to say, oh, okay, well, the people didn't take the time to raise them. I mean, I pretty much don't agree with when they say that the people didn't take the time to raise them. I'm like iffy on that, because I mean, life teaches you to take care of your children. They have books out here. They have classes. It's resources out here. The Downtown Pregnancy Center guides you from when you get pregnant and you know how many months you are. They take you step by step. Every day you can go in there and look at a video, and you earn mommy bucks. And you can spend those mommy bucks to give your kids something when your kid is born from their mom's store. I mean, it's so many places out here. It's so many resources out here if you don't know how to be a parent. It's so many places that you can go and seek the information that you need in order to be successful, a successful parent. So there's no excuses for the way that they're carrying on with these kids and saying that they just didn't get taught or where you have 30-year-old grandparents. Yeah, you have 30-year-old grandparents. Stuff happens. Kids are sneaky. Kids are kids. They're going to go and they're going to bed up. And when they bed up, a baby comes from that, and you need to teach them right then and there. When I say teach them, life teaches them, if you don't teach them, that they need to mom up. When you get grandparents that say, hey, no, I'm not fit to keep your kid while you go to the club or whatever. You 12, but yeah, your teenage life is totally over with. Like, you have a whole kid here. It's stuff that you need to be doing as a mom. I mean, you're not a kid anymore. Once you have a kid, you're no longer a child. I mean, other circumstances where people get raped and stuff, yeah, I feel bad for those people if they, you know, when they keep the kids, and then that is kind of forcing the situation on them. But if you're old enough to have sexual intercourse, my boys are going to know that as well, and I teach them that now. They're 10 and 12. If you're old enough to go bed up, you're old enough to take care of a kid if it forms from what you went out and you done.
Well, I'm going to say, this is Akaya. The statement that life teaches you can be true to form, but you also stated that someone else is not teaching you. Biblically based, there is a structure for family, and that is how generational curse is broken by individuals following the structure where God placed out for men to follow. If they do not follow that, yes, our people perish by lack of knowledge. Therefore, someone should be instructing these individuals how to raise, how to eliminate from having to raise, how to be a better individual. Yes, there are resources out there, and someone should lead them to those waters so they may drink from it. So someone has to take
Why do you feel like someone should have to lead them to that? They teach you sex education in class now. Do you know? I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but in school, as long as you get your kid up in the morning and send them to school, they know that sex. They have sex education. They know everything about sex. And when they get into those ages where they start to explore and start to have sexual intercourse, they're already made aware of what comes out of it. And so that's them, again, bumping their own head, allowing themselves to try to be bad or try to go against what was said. You get what I'm saying? It's like people try to get away with. It's like if they feel like, okay, if it's small, I can get away with it. And it's not such a thing.
Well, it's not the same as getting away with it, but your school shouldn't have to teach you everything. That's what you do have parents for. That's what you do have grandparents for. That's what you do have uncles and aunts. And so people should pay attention to the kids that they have brought into this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should pay attention. I agree with that, but what I'm telling you is that once you get up, like, say, for instance, you got a person that works all the time. I can understand when people say, okay, well, my parents was at work, so I went and I did what I wanted to do. Okay, stuff like that happens. I'm not going to say it don't. Okay, that happens. I have a sister that had a baby when she got pregnant when she was 15, had a baby when she turned 16 years of age. When she turned 16, my dad and them didn't say, hey, we're going to take these kids off your hand. A lot of parents do that nowadays. And, yeah, that is wrong. I feel like parents should help. But it's a such thing, like I told you, to a little too much help. People feel like, okay, well, I'm going to babysit my grandkids so my daughter can go have fun. Well, while she's out having fun, you don't think she's going to get pregnant again?
We're not saying to be leaning on the situation. What I'm saying is helping them raise the child that they have created. Okay, yes, you have made a mistake. Mistakes are going to happen in this lifetime. But from this mistake, this is a step that you should take. So, therefore, you're not out there doing it again thinking it's okay to go ahead and keep popping out all these babies and the government going to take care of you. But you also know that you have created this being. This is what's going to take for this being to get here and grow and for you to be a better parent. Yes, your child life is over. You're no longer a child. So you need to do and act according to an adult. And these are the steps or these are the things that adults do. Now, by having those guidelines in place, like you said, that there are some facilities out there that help you and videos, but also having a loving individual in your corner, not pacifying you, not trying to hand you the world, but also being strict on you and letting you know, this ain't something you can run away from. I didn't get it. You can't give it to me. So, therefore, it is yours, and let me show you what you do with it. And then that way, when you grow up, and your child decides to have a child, whether it was a mistake or not really a mistake because God doesn't make mistakes, but why it was early or whether it's late, that person has knowledge that, you know what, my mama took the time out. Or somebody cared. It don't even have to be your mama. Somebody cared enough about me to say that this
to show
is
me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me help you, not trying to hand you the keys to life, not trying to do it for you, but let me help you and instruct you so that you will be a better individual on this earth and you will not have any regrets. You will not have so much free time that you're out there doing it again, making all kind of other errors, and you won't have mm-hmm. your earth ending because you're out there when you should have been at home with your baby.
Yep. Now, I agree with that. Yeah, I'm not saying that they're not supposed to help. I want them to help, but I don't want them to overhelp. And you have parents now that overhelp. Yeah, they handicap them seriously. I'm talking about, and to the point where you have some girls that have 6 or 7 kids at the house, and you have a person there that's just taking care of the kids, and then the mama's just going on.
All you have is giving them up and going out and having another baby. You might keep one of the 8 you done had. So, yeah, that's teaching them you can't get your responsibilities to anybody else. You can't just give up on your on what you have creating your responsibilities because now this is a responsibility. So by saying that, just saying, okay, yes, there are some things out there. I didn't know about the mommy bucks and all of the help that was out there, but I did have a loving parent. Yes, she told me, yes, you made a mistake. Things happen. I'm going to love you anyway, but let me show you what you need to do. So all that time if I felt like I wanted to get up and do something, she had leeway to where, okay, she understand that I needed an outlet, but sometimes she also said, hey, your playtime is over. You better be back in time. I'll give you a break. You take a nap. After that nap, it's over with. So,
yeah. Most definite. And those are some of the things today that these young ladies do not really understand, because the parents or the grandparents are there to just go ahead and just let them, well, go ahead, do what you want to do. I'm going to be here with the kid. And, you know, sometimes I think that we may fear letting them be on their own because of the mental status that they are, or they might feel that they're going to hurt the kid, or they're going to, you know, drag the kid from pillar to post. But what would you say in that instance? Would you say let them go ahead, or would you say go ahead and take the kid and let them go and do what they want to do? Or if you're thinking that they're not really ready or really responsible for this, what would you say about that?
Let me answer first, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Each one that should know what you gave birth to, you know your children. I know my children. So in the response of knowing my child, I know whether they are fully capable of handling what they have done versus needing that additional support. But there's no way by any means am I going to let them go out there and carry on with life and drag this baby from pillar to post when I know that they're not stable enough to even take care of themselves. I'm not going to handicap you. I'm not trying to ask you to just lay up in my house. But we're going to set some guidelines, some rules, and some regulations, because I'm going to show you and help you raise this child, but also make you self-reliant and stable for yourself. Now, there are some times where parents, you've done all that you can do, and this individual is not cutting the case, then love hurts, and sometimes you have to let go so that they can see the reality in the situation. You know, and you've done all that you can. All you can do at that time is if your daughter, son is just out there doing whatever they want to do, you have to pray and let it go. But you can also keep tabs on that grandchild, make sure they're not going to end up in CPS, they're not going to end up somewhere in a trash bag or anything of that nature, because you want to love them to the best of your ability without hindering them, if you both just stated. You don't want to hinder anybody, but you want to show love. And tough love is the best love in my book. Being kind, meek, and humble to the situation and circumstances is fine, all dandy. I appreciate you showing me love. I feel so loved, and I can go on another day. But also being stern, letting them know that, okay, you're not a failure. I'm giving you love by saying you're not a failure. But I'm also giving you love and saying that this is not my responsibility. These are the courses recourse of your action. Every cause has an effect. And so with that cause and effect, they need to understand that because you've had sex and because you had this baby, the effect is you raising it. And that's tough love. I can't sit there and make you do anything that you didn't get yourself already into.
Well, what if they don't want to do that? What if they just want to let you go ahead and do it, and they want to go and do what they want to do? And even though they say that they love their kid, but they looking out for that, but they want to enjoy it themselves, and they want to go and get themselves together. What do you do in that situation?
Then you have to set your own boundaries. You know what you will and will not put up with. That's a personal choice at that time. But you do have to set your boundaries as a grandparent or great aunt or whoever that may be at that time. You have to set your boundaries. I've, like I said, some people say, I've done all I can do for you. You're on your own. Or this is the days I'm going to do it. Because my mom would say, she off work. So when she off work, that means she's not doing no babysitting. Those are my kids. And I got to bite the bullet. Whatever I got to do it with my kids or, you know, all at the house by my lonesome. But that's a boundary that she has set in place.
Well, I agree with you on a lot of it, but unfortunately, I'm kind of a hard parent. I'm kind of one of the people that they probably would say is a hard parent. I firmly feel as if you have a child, I don't care if it's an infant. I feel like you're not going to harm your child, because if I taught you how to grow up, if I'm the one who's your parent, and I taught you everything you needed to know in order for you to succeed in life, and you go out and you make a mistake and you have a child, you're going to take your child with you, because I have faith that you're going to do the right thing, because if you don't do the right thing, me and you going to get into it real tough. So I'm a firm believer that if you have children, you're going to take them wherever you go. And I feel like I've been and taught you the places that you will and will not have your children. So with all that being said earlier, I agree with you, but I'm the kind of parent that if you know it's not a place that you can take your child, you're not going to go. So guess what my kid going to end up doing? My kid going to end up sitting at home, and if they choose to go on and go out in the streets, them babies going to be with them, because the babies going to bring them back to the house where they need to be. Because once they get tired of, like, the baby crying and all this here, they're going, Mama, what I need to do? I'm going to say, well, you need to come home, because maybe the baby needs to be at the house. Did you ever think about that? And, I mean, sometimes you'll get the kids that have friends that's willing to babysit and stuff like that. Now, that's when I'm going to call and I'm going to ask my kid, well, where's my grandbaby? And they're going to say, well, they over so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm going to say, if you don't go get that kid and bring that kid on back to this house with you, it's going to be a great big old problem, especially if they living with me. So I'm a firm believer that wherever you can go, your kid going to go with you. And then that's going to make you start making better decisions on where you decide you want to go. Because when you become a parent.
That also goes back to the statement of you said that you believe that you've been to taught them or would have taught them of the places they can and cannot take a child. So that is another structure, environment, and loving and teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to teach them. You do have to have some instruction. They do have to have some parenting. But
mm-hmm.
the instruction can teach you that.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are just rebellious and don't want to do what you have taught them, what you have instructed them to do, and they just want to go on their own and be out there and drag the pit baby around. What do you do then? Do you turn that over to another entity, or do you take the baby yourself?
I feel like you should take the baby yourself. We had a situation like that in our family. A couple of my friends' parents didn't call CPS on them. I wouldn't call CPS on them. I'd take the baby myself and put them on child support. And then they're going to still have to take care of that baby. Do that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that's a logical solution.
And then you take them out. Once they get together, you can take them out.
And that would make them think about it. Yeah, and that would make them think about it, too.
I like
that. Oh, I'm going to have to go and get a job and go to work and take care of this kid, or else I'm going to get put in jail for child support. Hey, that's a logical solution. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one because I hadn't thought about it like that. Well, that's giving them more responsibility right there.
Yeah, they're going to be responsible.
Yeah.
You're supposed to explain it to them before you do it. You're supposed to explain it to them that, look, you're not going to have my grandbaby out here running around carrying on. So either you're going to woman up, I call it woman and manning up, either you're going to woman or man up, or you'll be on child support, and once you get it together, you can come back in, you can get the kid, and we can take you off of this. But you either which way you're gonna still take care of this kid. Do that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's very logical. That is very logical. And then too, that might show the level of maturity that they are, or they'll make them a little more wanna be a little more mature and not be able to just go out and don't care about what they're doing to the children or the relationship that they should have with the children that way, because that'll make them want to be there with them. Because, you know, a lot of them don't want to pay child support.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to do nothing for the kid. They just want to run wild. But that would make you think about it, huh?
My kid's going to say, Mama tripping real bad.
Real hard. Real hard. I can go with that one right there. That sounds like a real logical thing to do to them if they're going to start acting silly about it. You know, that sounds real good to me. So tell me about the moral part. When you become an adult, when you have a kid, or if you still a young person, I did. I was one that had my first kid at the age of 16 years old. But my grandmother was raising me because my mom was out there doing her thing. And I kind of just picked up on the responsibility and felt like that it was my duty, my moral to take care of my kid myself and not my grandmother's responsibility. So I've been working ever since I was 13, actually. I started with the summer school program, and then I got pregnant at 15 and had the baby at 16. But I never wanted to put my kid on my grandparent, or even if my mother had been around, I don't think I would have wanted to put him on her that way. So what do you think about what they feel about that today, these young people?
What they feel about, I missed it, I'm sorry.
What do they feel about dumping their children, their responsibility and their moral conviction about letting somebody else take care of your kid these days? Do you think they even have a conscience about it?
Ms. Lissandra, when have you seen the kids nowadays have morals?
Share that with me. That have old school parents, some of them have a little conscience, a little morals. Some of them,
it must be a real little.
Well, and I ain't seen that many now. I've got one of my grandchildren's mother. She was real conscious about taking care of her children. She ended up with like five of them, and she took good care of them till they were
old. And that's great. That is really great.
And she was an old school mom. I have some nieces that their grandmother raised them, but they take care of their children. That's on my husband's side. They've done real good. But that's about all that I can tell you about. But what I'm saying is there are some out there that do have a little bit. They did get a little, like you, LaShawn, you got a little old school in you, too. You know, so I'm just thinking about those that don't have it. And my daughter, she's good at, you know, not putting her children off on you too much. But, and, you know, she does a good job with hers, and she wants to do the things there to take care of her kids and show that she's a responsible person. So
yeah, you have some. We have a lot of people who actually do. I'm just joking with you, but most in real life though, I know a whole lot of people that actually takes care of their children and don't like to dump them off. Yeah, we like to go have fun sometimes, so we may look for a babysitter or something like that. Me myself personally, I have a few people that are babysitting the kids, keeping the kids, but as far as like their grandparents don't like them to go over other people's house.
Okay.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Why y'all don't like our kids to go over other people's house?
Well, let me tell you about that. We don't know what's going on at other people's houses. And we don't know if our children are being exposed to stuff that we haven't exposed them to and how they would react to it. I understand that it's in the raising that we have given our children, but sometimes their minds are very impressionable. So we want to expose them first. You know what I'm saying? We want to let them know this is what's going out there before you go over little Johnny House and his mom and dad is doing this and that and the other in front of y'all. Because there's a lot of parents that don't care what they do in front of children. And we want to know what's going on in their household before we send our kids there. That's just the bottom line. That's the reason
okay,
I don't want to do
why y'all don't trust us to believe that we did already checked on that?
Because some of y'all don't. Some of y'all just want to get rid of them kids real quick so you can go do what you want to do. See, because he ain't been in trouble at school. You know? So just because he ain't been in trouble at school don't mean what's happening in his house ain't right. You know, it is right. So that's the reason why we It's just a comfort zone that we have to have that we keep for ourselves, that we know that they're going to be safe and we know that they're not going to be exposed to different stuff, you know. And if
now, that's how good grandparents is.
If they don't have no morals and convictions and stuff about what they do around them, so, you know, what is? And you know, the first impression that you get from that other kid's parents is usually the one that you have to live with and deal with, you know. And if it don't feel right when you first meet them, or if they don't say what you need to hear from them, then it's over. They ain't going. I'm sorry, y'all. Do it some other time. We got an excuse. They got to do this tonight. We finna do that tonight, you know. I'm sorry. But it's just like that's a comfort zone for us. That's what it is. And we just want to protect our kids, our grandkids, you know, from just different stuff that ain't good for them, you know.
Yes,
ma'am. I don't want to do it. I just can't do it. I used to tease my daughter when her babies were young enough when they were going to go to their father's people have. They can't go till they five till they can talk and hear what they done did to them.
Oh, wow. Wow, look at you.
I did. I'm sorry. I have to admit it because I didn't know. I didn't know because I didn't ever get to interact with his parents, you know, the father of the kid's parents, the mother or the grandmother or whoever. And I ain't know. I couldn't do it to them. I don't know them people. I'm sorry. They got to be old enough to talk and tell me what they did. Okay,
With
their grandkids. It was their grandkids.
Yeah,
like
kids.
They
yeah.
was mine. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. that's what that's gonna be, and actually it didn't happen until they was old enough to talk. So I guess she was listening to me because I ain't gonna do it.
She paid a visit
to her mama. Okay, see, but Beverly, are you there?
Yes, I'm still
Okay,
I'm still here.
Can we get some input from you tonight?
Well. I'm trying to remember everything that was said. You guys covered a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Well, let me go down the list of what I remember.
Okay.
My husband's grandmother died in 2003, but she always used to tell me things about the kids that were being born. And she said that I was just telling you that the Bible said the kids would be born wiser but weaker. When I asked her what that meant, she said that the kids that are born to this generation and next generation would be wise and they would be able to understand things quicker and pick up things faster. But they wouldn't be able to go through a lot. They wouldn't be able to go through too many trials and tribulations. They wouldn't be able to have much tolerance to go through a lot of things. So I see that happening with the generations that are, I think, are 30, 20 and stuff. I see that happening with them. A lot of times they don't want to go through anything, so they really, in a sense, they're kind of running, really running in circles. But you see them doing that running because they don't want to really face reality, and they don't want to deal with anything. They don't want to go through anything. They just want it to be a life of fun and pleasure. And the Bible talks about all these things coming to, with LaShawn talking about wrong being right and right being wrong. All of that stuff is coming true. The Bible also talks about kids and their parents, and how kids will act with their parents and how parents will act with their children. And all that's coming true as well. I was just faced, I think one of the reasons that Chandra and I agreed on this topic is my niece just decided that she wanted to have fun and leave her two-year-old and four-year-old. She didn't want the two-year-old from the time she found out she was pregnant. She gave her away twice. When she was an infant to someone nobody knew, and she gave her away to the grandparent, which was a good thing because she has a really nice grandmother. But the mother interfered and wanted the baby back because it didn't look good. But the baby would have been, I think, much better off. It's difficult to watch a young girl that you've known since she was 1 year old and had a little bit of a hand in it, guiding her and talking to her. It's difficult to see her become somebody that you don't know. It's hard to talk to her. It's hard to watch her. Because half the time I feel like I don't know who she is. And I don't understand half the time what she's talking about. I think that she is somewhat confused. I think a lot of these young women are. A lot of this stuff happened when the government took over control of the children and telling the parents what the parents could and couldn't do to their kids. When they took the prayer out of the schools where you had some, the Bible to back you up on a lot of things and guidance to teach our kids. And then a lot of the parents got so busy in their own fun and pleasure and daddy started sleeping with everybody and mama started leaving. So, I understand what LaShawn and Kaya was saying, but having watched a couple of generations of young people have children, watching babies die, when you watch you go to bed one night and your baby's alive and you wake up the next morning and she's dead and pick her up, she's like a little limp face towel in your hand. To say that you would let a 22-year-old go out and take the kids with her and run the risk that she may not do nothing to them, or that this man or woman or whoever she may be with may do something to them, it's not an easy choice to make. I've already seen that, had that experience of the baby's death, so I chose to give her the option to leave in the hopes that I wouldn't have to have that experience again. So to say it is one thing, to live it is another thing. Until you're faced with a lot of situations, you probably would say that what you wouldn't do, because I've said that. But once I had a baby die in my home, and then I see another one who's had a seizure in my arms. She was playing one minute, the next minute she was stretched out as stiff as a board, and there was no rhyme or reason for it. Those things are kind of hard to accept, and it's kind of hard to allow her to take the children out and not know where they are, not know how they're being taken care of, not knowing where they're sleeping, if they're eating. And when you see them back, they're looking like they're not sure of anything. So I understand what you guys are saying, but for me it's a little bit different. I agree with LaShawn. Years ago, I did agree with that until I lost the baby. So here in my house, due to another young person's neglect and refusal to listen. So when you go through those different episodes, it kind of makes you look at things again a little bit differently than you would have. You know, your opinions change and your actions will be much different than what you thought they would be.
Well, I can agree there, Beverly. There are certain circumstances and situations where that you can't, you know, I say mentally or agree with letting a child go out with a parent that's irresponsible or that don't want to, you know, just take care of the kids the way that they should take care of them because of the fear of something may happen to them. But on the other hand, I agree with LaShawn also that sometimes you just might have to let them try it. Let them see what they do with the kid before you completely take it over, you know, due to some circumstances. So
I agree with that too, but that situation has already occurred before.
Yeah. So you already know. Yeah, you're caught between the rock and the hard place. So you have to do what's mentally feasible for you to live with yourself with. That would be my thing, because I probably would have taken a different road, you know, due to the
circumstances
also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are different scenarios, there are different circumstances, there are situations where we can help and then some we can hinder. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree 100%.
When Kaya was saying that you know your child, after you've raised your child, you know your child, that's why I was saying, if you know that your child is not to that point to where they're going to handle business, or if you feel like there was something lack thereof, they just didn't get it, then, yeah, I wouldn't let my grandkids or kids go anywhere with them. But that goes when I told y'all I would sit down and have that conversation about the child support, because they're going to support the child either which way. I'm a firm believer in you are going to take care of what you brought into this world.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree pretty much with what you guys were saying, because it was right on. Well, my point is that these days, because of the society that we live in, the young people today, and you guys mentioned it earlier, are so self-centered, so focused on, and the Bible talks about how the generations would turn, where they would be lovers of themselves. And so they are so self-concerned about what their needs are, their pleasures, their happiness, their joys, their pains, that they don't really have the time or the interest in the child. And sometimes it happens when they're young, and then they get a little bit older and their attitudes and their minds changes. Sometimes, you know, that does happen, but then sometimes it doesn't.
It has a lot to do with the guys that, I believe it has a lot to do with the guys that the younger women are attracted to, and the way she feels as if she has the need to run behind the guy. And
yeah,
that's another one. You hit the nail on the head right there.
Because I have boys, and that's why I'm struggling so hard to try to make sure that my boys know that you don't drag a woman by her foot and just keep going. If you have children with her, you try your best. You have to help her, and you have to tell her the right thing. Even if she's so far in love with you that she want to go behind you, you have to explain to her that, no, you can't run behind me. You have children, so I'm going to take some time with the child, and you're going to take some time with the child, too, and everything will be okay. Because, I mean, women feel nowadays that when you have kids with the man that you're destined to be with him, and that's not always the situation at hand nowadays. You know, back in the days, yeah, when you had kids with people, you stayed with them, and you tried to get married. That's the plan, but that's not the way it goes nowadays.
Not really, LaShawn. I mean, nothing that's happening today is new. All of this has happened before. When we were reading Maya Angelou's poems, Maya Angelou was one of the products of a parent who did the exact same thing. None of this that's happening today is new. Women have done these things before. It's just it's not as many did it as often as they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Women still did the same thing. They still chased after the father of their children who wasn't their husband. Women still left their children and the grandparents raised them. Women still did a lot of the things they're doing now. They just didn't do it as in large numbers, and they didn't do it as often. If it was on a block, you know, let's say a four-block area, you might have got one did it this summer, one did it in the fall. But now you'll get all four of them doing it at the same time. You'll get both of them doing it at the same time. So if they did it, then they did the same thing they're doing now. None of this is new. It's just more of them are doing it. And they do it now, and they don't care what anybody thinks. Before, they did care. They didn't want their parents embarrassed. You might have got that hot one who didn't care what anybody thought, and the other one was sneaky and did it.
Mm-hmm.
But so they still did the same thing. Nothing's changed, but it's just more of them doing it now, and then more of them don't care about what people think.
Okay. Well, ladies, we are about to wind down, so I am going to ask each of you to leave us with a nugget for the young ladies and as well as gentlemen out there today that have children and who want to be successful in life and raise their children in a correct manner. What would you say to them to help them along their journey? You can begin, LaShawn, and then we'll have Zakiya, and then we'll have Beverly.
Let me say this right quick. I think that we need to do another show and let LaShawn and Zakiya do it.
I was coming to
that.
I was coming.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, LaShawn. Give us your
closing remarks. I would tell the younger mothers stand up, be moms. I mean, you don't need a man around all the time in order to raise your children. I mean, you had those children, so at least give them the benefit of having a mother. Their children, they didn't ask to be here.
Okay. Zakiya?
Okay, I had to get it off of mute. I do apologize. My nugget would be that there is someone who cares. You never feel like you are alone. You're not the first person. You will not be the last person to go through this situation. Stand up. Be strong. Get the help that you need if you need help. But know that you do have to carry on. You do have to complete this responsibility. This is yours to the end. With mothers, fathers may come and go. There's not every child that's out here. They were fathered by someone, but they don't have a daddy. But mothers are forever, and you will always have your mother, and the mother is always one that you always call on. So please make sure that you are mother, mommy, to that individual, to the kids that are out there because they need you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Beverly?
And tell them if they don't have nobody else to call, they can call our show. We are here.
Amen.
Beverly? I like that. The only thing I have to say is just be wise, be prayerful, and be thoughtful, and try to, like LaShawn said, seek out help. If you are running into problems and life is a little bit stressful, then call out to somebody and get some advice and tell somebody you need a helping hand.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna be a little harsh about it, but I want to let the listening audience know, and the mothers that are out there, once you have a child, once you take on that responsibility, basically your life has to come to a standstill. It has to be the child's welfare, their being, their growing, their learning, their nurturing has to come from you, mother. You have a responsibility to raise that child. God did not just give him to you just to give him away or to neglect him or abuse him. He gave him to you for you to nurture, to care about, to love, to chastise, to take care of, and to make sure that their needs are met and that you grow that child in the way that you would, that God would have him to grow up. You should instill the morals in him, the values, the respect for others, the love for others, and most of all, you should love your child more than you love yourself. That's my nugget for tonight, and I'm asking that LaShawn and Zakiya, and why don't you both have some of your friends call in and give us some tidbits and discussions with us about this topic, because it's a very good topic, and there is a lot of women out there who are seeking advice, seeking to know what they can do better or how they can be helped with their children and, you know, how to just project. So I think that I want to have you come back maybe next Monday or the Monday afterwards and share some more nuggets with us, and some of your friends also come in and be online with us and tell us what they think and give us their opinions also, because I think you ladies did a very good job tonight. I do appreciate you. May God continue to bless you. And right here, are there any announcements that need to be made, Beverly?
First Free Will Baptist Church in Bunkerville is having a garage sale on Friday, April 19th, and Saturday, April 20th. For the afternoon on the 19th, all day on the 20th.
What time does it start on Friday?
Why you knock that baby out the bed?
Y'all excuse Beverly. She has to tend to the little ones right now.
It starts Friday evening. I'm unsure of the exact time, but it's Friday evening. I believe after work hours.
Okay. Until it gets dark.
Yes, ma'am. Until it gets dark.
Okay. Do you know what time it starts Saturday morning?
It'll be in the a.m. It'll be in the a.m. on Saturday morning, probably as early as 9 a.m.
Okay.
Until we get most of the stuff sold.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Zakiya and Sean. And Beverly, we appreciate your patience and your time and for supporting the Blog Talk Radio show, My Sister, My Friend. To the listening audience, we love you. We are here for you. If you need to talk to us, if you need to get some information from us, you're always free to call that 310-982-4126. On Monday nights from 8 to 9 p.m., we are here for you. God bless you, and I'm going to close with a prayer. Dear God, tonight we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, first of all, to come together and to talk to our sisters tonight and to help them realize that they are the parents that you have destined them to be, Father. We ask for strength tonight for those who are going through challenges with their children, with their loved ones, with their friends, God. We ask that you keep them in your will and your way, God. Father, let them know that there is help out there, and let them know most of all that you are the one that they can turn to anytime, all the time. Your line is always open, dear God. Be with them, watch them, keep them, Father, and to those that need the strength, strengthen them tonight, God. Father, we also pray for our absent parties of this panel tonight, Sister Minister Sonara Henderson. And, Father, we ask a special blessing tonight on Yvonne, God. Whatever she's going through, God, would you give her strength? Would you be with her? Would you help her? Father, we ask for your healing virtues on Sister Carol Reed, God. whatever she needs tonight. Would you be with her tonight? And we lift you up, lift them up to you tonight. And as only you know how to take care of them and how to heal them and how to be with them and strengthen them. And God, we ask that you walk with Beverly tonight as she takes care of the children. We ask that you look on LaShawn tonight as she goes through whatever her issues are tonight. God, be with her and strengthen Zakiya, God. You know all about her needs and what she's going through right now. Father, we just thank you for everything and everybody that you put in our lives, and we ask that you continue to bless and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, ladies. Good night. Night.